Rob tells me that when he grows up, he either wants to be a political staff guy or a rock star. I say he's already a talk show host. What do you say, ladies and gentlemen? 749-1444 is the phone number. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. As I said, the phone number is 749-1444. We're tackling many invigorating topics tonight, such as, why should Chris and Rob rule the world? Why are cigarettes so bad for you? And with one new topic, sodomy, here is my co-host Rob with tonight's sodomy topic.
Did this just blow your stinking mind or what?
What's that, Rob?
Two Northern Kentucky Republican state senators want to they want to pass a constitutional amendment. They want to amend the state constitution of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky,
the bluegrass state,
to outlaw sodomy. They call it the KY state, and they want to get rid of sodomy in Kentucky, believe it or not.
Give me a break.
That is unreal. Who are these two jerk-offs? Tim Philpott from Lexington and Dick Redding of Fort Mitchell and Jay Williams of Verona. This is what Redding says. Dick Redding from Fort Mitchell. A fine community, how they voted such a loser into office, we'll never know. I'm against sodomy, said Senator Redding. So we'll just do a big stereotypical redneck hillbilly accent.
Okay, Rob, give me some more of that stereotypical redneck accent.
He probably took those classes in New York City, loser Kentucky accent. Except when he goes and talks to the voters, and he's like, I'm just like one of y'all. But, you know, when he goes into business and he's cutting the wheels and the deals, then he talks like he went to Harvard. I'm against sodomy, said Senator Redding. It's a terrible thing. If the voters can get a chance at the amendment, it will pass. They want to outlaw sodomy. They want to make it constitutionally against the law in Kentucky for sodomy. Now, Webster's defines sodomy as any sexual intercourse held to be abnormal, including anal intercourse between two males. So basically, they want to outlaw homosexuality. This Williams idiot from Verona has tried to pass anti-sodomy laws in the past. This is from a story by Patrick Crowley in the Inquirer. And he called the Kentucky Supreme Court's 1992 decision a very sound decision. It overturned a law that criminalized sodomy by the people of the same sex. But this Williams guy, this Williams idiot, this Williams moron, this Williams homophobe, said that the Supreme Court of Kentucky made a bad decision. Williams said he opposes sodomy on moral grounds, and he does not think homosexuals should be protected under anti-discrimination or other laws. Well, anti-discrimination laws are one thing. Outlawing what two people do in the privacy of their own home is a completely other thing. But sodomy is illegal in like 17 states or some outrageous number like that.
It's not one of those enforced laws, though, is it? I mean, they don't really enforce
still,
it.
Well, but it says an awful lot. I mean, why go through all the trouble? It takes 3/5 of a vote to pass a constitutional amendment. Why go through the time, effort, and energy, tie up the floor time and all that stuff in the House and the Senate of Kentucky to pass this stinking law, this stupid constitutional amendment to outlaw sodomy?
Relax, Rob. Just listen to the pretty piano music.
Does it apply to a guy and a girl?
Now there's a thought.
I mean, it's not.
Are these guys just homophobes, or does this mean you can still go home with your girlfriend?
I've heard
and say, bend on over, honey, and show me a smile.
I've heard some definitions of sodomy that say that sodomy is any sexual act that cannot result in pregnancy. You got something to add to that, Jim?
Does it apply to two women and a piece of plastic?
There's another idea.
What about French style?
Very good question, Rob. I think we're blowing this case wide open, if you know what I'm saying.
What about hummers?
What
if a guy hums another guy?
What
if a girl hums a guy?
I like that. Hey, Rob.
What if a guy hums a girl?
Let me ask you something, Rob.
He goes like... So anyway, we need somebody from Kentucky to get on the horn and give us a call and tell us what these idiots in Kentucky are thinking about. They want to outlaw. They want a constitutional amendment banning sodomy. And this is what somebody said. The Senate Majority Leader is a guy named David Karam. He's from Louisville, or is it Louisville?
It's Louisville, if you ask me.
How do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky?
Louisville. If you got any culture, it's pronounced Louisville.
You ever heard that joke? How do you pronounce the capital of Kentucky? Louisville or Louisville?
Is it either or either? Is it root or route?
Most people say Frankfurt.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, more. Okay, this is what the what David Karam, the Senate Majority Leader, says. The only way to make an amendment work within the bounds of the federal Constitution is to make it apply to everyone. That means it would have to apply to husbands and wives. My feeling is that there is a growing number of people who believe government does not belong in the family's bedroom. It's like the libertarians always say, the Democrats want to get you in the boardroom, and the Republicans want to get you in the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you know, screw you. Take advantage of you.
Not screw you. Not even swallow.
These Republicans, what are they thinking of? We're going to get government out of your life. We're going to get government off your back.
You break up, you get back together for a couple of days, and your inhibitions go out the window.
The only thing that the Republicans care about, there's like, oh, taxes are too high, government's intruding in our lives. But let's keep drugs illegal, and let's make sodomy illegal. How crazy is that? That's so crazy, I'm losing my voice.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Tonight's the sensitive edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to correspond with Chris and Rob via the postal system, you can send us mail at Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati 45206. Once again, those numbers, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, care of WAIF, Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio 45206. I'm Chris. And the phone number here is 749-1444. If you'd like to talk to us, if you'd like to unburden yourself, if you just broke up with somebody and your inhibitions have gone out the window, or if you just darn plumb love sodomy, give us a call. 749-1444. And I'm still willing to explore our original topic tonight, which was, why should Chris and Rob rule the world?
Because, you know, men or women are different in a lot of different areas, but they're pretty much the same in many areas.
We all got nipples. Two of them.
And you know that that area, that region, that very private region, is probably pretty much the same on men and women. I don't know. Hi, who is this? Marie?
Yep.
Hi, how are you, Marie? And welcome to the program.
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for calling WIF Cincinnati.
Yeah, about the sodomy bit, even besides the fact it's completely idiotic.
Well, even first of all, Marie, do you approve?
Do I approve?
Or disapprove of sodomy?
Well, whatever gets you up, I mean,
okay.
Whatever gets you hard, if it's sticking your dick in someone's, in like, the backside, then that's fine.
Now slow down, you don't have to have a potty mouth about it. I mean, you can use words like swallow and stuff, but you don't have to say the D word.
Okay, sorry.
We can refer to it as...
The wanker.
The wanker, all right?
My apologies.
That's all right, Marie. What part of town are you calling from?
Anderson Township.
Let her actually talk for a change, Chris.
Does a lot of sodomy take place in Anderson Township?
You know, I'm not really sure.
See, and that's the thing. Nobody knows. It's nobody's business, and nobody should care.
That's my point exactly. I mean, even if they did pass this, what are they going to do? Put surveillance cameras in every cheap motel room in the entire state?
But still, don't you think it's a pretty symbolic gesture by the part of the Kentucky legislature?
It shows that they're all complete homophobes.
Moral and ethical problems wrong with someone telling someone else that what they do with the person they're in love with is morally unacceptable. Are you with me on this one, Marie?
I'm sorry?
Are you with me on this one?
Definitely.
Now, you want to move to Kentucky so you can vote these guys out of office?
Why not?
I wouldn't do that either.
Marie, do you think this whole sodomy thing applies to men on men, or do you think it can also apply to men on women or women on, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it sounds from what you've been saying about the people that want to pass this that it's men on men, but since I mean, it has to apply to everyone to become an amendment.
That's true. That's very true. I mean, I don't think that these political guys down there in the KY state are really thinking this one through.
Well, what is it going to do? I mean, even if they do pass it, is it going to make everyone's life happy and wonderful and all?
No, it'll be another one of those laws that nobody can enforce. It'll be an unenforceable law. I mean, unless you put cameras in people's bedrooms, you're not even going to know if it's taking place.
This is kind of like George Orwell wrote a book called 1984. They wanted to outlaw the orgasm. I mean, if they're going to start with sodomy, what can they pass next?
Chocolate milkshakes will be illegal. She giggled. Rob, at least she giggled at that.
Who knows?
Everybody likes a good frosted chocolate milkshake.
Well, you know, that chocolate and the sex is supposed to work the same part of the brain.
That's right. I have one more question for you, Marie.
Okay.
Why should Chris and Rob rule the world?
Why should Chris and Rob rule the world? Because you aren't homophobic control freaks that want to ruin everyone's sex life.
Thank you!
No, but we would like everyone's sex life to get a little more involved with ours.
That's feasible.
Isn't it, though? Thanks for your call, Marie.
Thank you.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And he's humming.
The phone number here is 749-1444. Yes, Chris and Rob will rule the world before you're all dead, because we're not going to live that long. So stay tuned. The best is yet to come. This is WAIF in Cincinnati, the home of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, the station with the best Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and the show. WAIF. 749-1444. And with further comments, here's my co-host, Rob.
Have you read Hillary Clinton's new book?
No, I wouldn't. Well, is there any juicy stuff in it?
What do you mean?
You know, seductions, that sort of thing.
No, it's not a...
Affairs,
it's not Jackie Collins, man. It's
What, is it just like about government stuff?
Chimps, drop my order right now. No, it's about how to raise kids or something. It's like, you know, how to...
I don't have any kids
yet. How to
yet.
Make cereal. Yeah, but see, the thing is, there's no such thing as someone else's kid. We are all responsible for the youth of America. All the youths of America are our wards. Do you dig where she's coming from, man?
Kinda. No.
Jim doesn't dig it. Why not, Jim? If we don't take care of all the kids when they mug you, it's because you didn't do your job. Go ahead. Ah, Jim choked out. He's going to answer the phone. I don't know. I don't even know how the book's doing. I don't know if it's selling a lot. I don't know if it's selling a little. I'm sure it's selling something.
Well, she's a liar or something. Didn't I hear she was a liar?
She's a politician, which means she has probably, undoubtedly, stretched the truth on the occasional time.
Now I found some Wagner music.
Well, well, well,
now that
well.
Now we're not talking about Germany anymore.
Now that the moment has passed, you
In case
rise.
You just tuned in about an hour ago, we were talking about Germany. I was looking for some German music. I couldn't find any. Here's some Wagner. You want to hear it or not?
I'm always in the mood for some Wagner.
Do you know much about Wagner?
I know they got kind of a bad rep because the Nazis like Wagner.
Oh, the Nazis love Wagner.
But because it was so darn good, they said, well, you know, even though the Nazis liked him, he is pretty good.
This is Wagner.
He's really heavy, really bombastic.
This is Act 2, the love duet from Tristan and Isolde. Is it Isolde or Isolde?
It's Isolde.
It's Isolde? I thought
what
it was
the,
Isolde.
What about the cry of the Valkyrie? Isn't that his?
Yeah, I didn't bring it.
You don't sing enough opera on the show. You know, the other day, I was standing in line at the delicatessen, and I was ordering up my tuna fish on a bagel, and the deli guy says to me, he says, hey, you're that Rob that does that Chris and Rob late night talk show, aren't you? And I said, yeah, don't put any mustard on that. And he said, anyway, you know what your show needs? And I said, what? And he says, you need to have that Chris character sing more opera, preferably German opera. Preferably German opera sung in Italian. You need your that Chris guy to do that. And I said, hey, I'll try to do it. So did you hear how much money they spent to save that whale in the movie Free Willy?
How much, Rob? Rob's gonna tell us.
Like $9 million bucks.
$9 million bucks to save a whale?
Dude, that's the wrong one. They spent like $9 million to move this whale from wherever the heck he was to somewhere else.
Hey, where that desk? Good morning, Western Bowl. Milt speaking.
Is this Milt from the Western Bowl?
Yes.
Hi, Milt. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
And tonight, Milt, we want to talk to you about sodomy.
You know, in Kentucky, there are a few state senators who want to pass a constitutional amendment against sodomy. Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? This is 1996, and these guys want to pass a constitutional amendment against sodomy.
I thought your perspective at the bowling alley might be a good one to have on tonight's programming. Does a lot of sodomy get started there at the bowling alley?
I don't know.
I mean, do you see people, like, you know, picking up, maybe, like, somebody will come up to, like, one of the lanes, and there'll be somebody else there. It doesn't matter if they're the same sex or not, and be like, hey, you look pretty cute. Those are nice bowling shoes. Want to go back to my place and sodomize? I mean, does that happen a lot?
Oh, not quite that way, but a lot of people pick up a lot of people here.
Have you ever noticed when you try to have a serious discussion about individual rights and freedoms, Chris will just try to turn into a potty mouth discussion? Have you ever noticed that, Milt?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We have one other topic this evening, Milt, which you might be able to lend an opinion on.
What's that, Chris?
I'll tell you, Milt. Why should Chris and Rob rule the world? That's our other topic tonight.
They're great.
That could very well be the weakest topic we've ever had in the show, Milt.
That's the best topic we've ever had.
They're great.
You mean we're great?
You're great.
Milt, have you ever committed computer sodomy?
I plead the fifth.
Now, you are a computer major in college, right?
You're a genius.
Do you ever get online and do all that computer sodomy stuff?
I plead the fifth.
Have you ever got online and pretended you were like a 17-year-old girl?
No.
Have you ever got online and pretended like you were a 17-year-old boy?
No, I always represent who I am.
So you're always truthful and you're Milt and you work at a bowling alley?
Yep.
One, two, or four?
Go two.
If they can't handle that, I have to go on and find somebody else.
There you go. Are you one of these guys that are addicted? Or some people are addicted to being online now.
Well, I'm addicted to mud games.
What's mud games?
Multi-user dungeons.
What is that?
What in the world is a multi-user dungeon someplace you go for sodomy?
No, it's a medieval fantasy game.
Well, we all know that a lot of sodomy takes place in those medieval fantasy games.
You didn't play Dungeons & Dragons in high school, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't get into this till I was started on the internet.
It sounds like there's a lot of pins falling down there at the bowling alley, Milt. What's your report on tonight's bowling?
We're actually pretty busy tonight.
Is it packed? Full house?
No, it's not packed.
How many lanes are empty? How many free lanes are there?
Probably 40.
Who's bowling? How many lanes you got total?
68.
Wow!
So how many fish sandwiches have you moved tonight?
No sandwiches. The sandwiches are closed for tonight.
Well, Milt, you know, you make money on the bowling and you sure make money on shoes, but the real bread is in the fish sandwiches in more ways than one.
Yeah. Who's bowling the best game right now?
Oh, I gotta go. I got a customer getting angry with me.
All right, later.
All right, bye.
I think he just hates us. I think Milt just hates us.
Look, my microphone is broken. Look.
Milt just loathes us.
Look at my microphone.
All right. Yeah, there's customers.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. Now we're going to talk about the NFL. That stands for the National Football League. Those guys got a bunch of potty mouths like a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah.
I don't know what they said here. I'm going to have to get some expletive music.
Greg Lloyd said something and Michael Irvin said something.
What would they say?
One of them said...
I'm going to get a beep here so that when we get to it, it'll just beep.
All right, I'll kick you in the knee when it's time to beep.
No, wait. I don't have my beep set up yet. Let me find my beep.
When you get your beep set up, I'll read it, then I'll kick you in the knee when it's time to beep.
I can't find my beep. Where'd my beep
When you go? Find your beep, I'll kick you in the knee every time you beep.
Beep's in here somewhere.
But what I love about the USA Today, or just anybody, is... You know, these guys cuss on live TV, big whoop. Somehow the USA Today thinks that they should call former Education Secretary William Bennett to get his take on the whole situation. He says it's not the end of the world that jocks use dirty language. It's one more notch. Civilizations don't collapse all at once. They do it one degree at a time. All right, you ready?
Tell me if this is a good beep.
No, it's terrible.
Okay, what about this?
It's got to be higher pitched. No, it's got to be quick. It's got to be beep, 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 something like that.
You like that?
Those are too subtle, man. You need like a foghorn.
How about this?
How about code red? One of those. We got like a one of those. What are you doing?
You like that?
I like it, but I don't think it's a good beep.
What about this?
No, too subtle. Can't have anything with a build-up. You got a cuckoo. Some of those old shows used to go cuckoo.
Oh, and we find a cuckoo?
I mean, like, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, some of those old shows in the 50s whenever said somebody would say something, go cuckoo.
What other sounds do they make?
I don't know what else they make. There you go. You're getting close.
Okay, we'll use that for our dirty word. Unless you want to use this one. Tell me if you like this one better.
I like that.
Which one do you like better? This one?
I like the phone. I like the phone ring or the alarm clock, whatever that is.
You like that one? Okay, so you tell me when the dirty word comes out. Okay, recap the story here. The NFL players, that championship game the other day.
Sunday.
The Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys and all this.
Hey, Dallas wide receiver Michael Irvin. Tell us about your coach, Barry Switzer. Oh, man, Barry Switzer, he took all of this. Kind of slow on the uptake, dude.
Okay, do the other one then.
This is Pittsburgh. Where's our shakes?
Do the other one, Rob.
I got the shakes.
It's all right. We'll forgive him. Kevy's in the house. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm kind of scared about getting, you know, shakes from Kevy.
Do the next
make
one.
Make a banana shake.
Yeah. Make me a banana shake with a very special treat in
do
it.
Do the next one.
This is Pittsburgh's Greg Lloyd. Greg, what do you want your team to do? We want to win the Ken Super Bowl.
So that's what those guys, they said that on national TV, didn't they?
Yeah.
They both swore on national TV. On the NFL.
They showed somebody on Channel 5 tonight on a preview for their 11 o'clock news broadcast going absolutely ape poop over the fact that that boat's closing. The Cincinnati Star, the Star of Cincinnati, whatever it's called.
Deal.
Well, this person who works there just went ballistic talking about blowing up the... Dude, you got that sound effect in there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I'm going to blow up that motherfucking boat if they don't tell me what the... happened because that mother Kerr ain't going to be there tomorrow morning. She just went nuts. She just went absolutely nuts. They had her face all blown. Then they cut back to Charlie Luke and he was laughing. He's like, this story and more at 11 o'clock. They're just some fruitcake. Really likes working on the Star of Cincinnati, I think.
You know, Rob, you're my favorite f***ing host I ever had. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. That's